Shanola Hampton, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Where are you from?
You know I'm from there. Somerville, Charleston area. That's me. Hi, my people.
Good morning.
I love you.
You come home often?
I come home often. Yes, all my family's still there, and we are like a cult. We're very, very close. So I'm there about 3 or 4 times a year for extended periods of time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking 3 days. I'm talking 3 weeks. So my dad gets ready to kick me out of the house. It's great.
Okay, are you a PK?
I am a total PK, preacher's kid. We used to go to 2 services every single Sunday, sometimes 3 if there was, you know how they do the afternoon services at 4 o'clock,
yeah.
Why they can't just put it all in the same service. But anyway, yeah, so I was
does your family and your church members watch Shameless?
Yes, they do,
whoa.
But I don't think they admit. Listen. My grandmother is still there. She's 86 years old. She loves the show, especially the racy stuff. My grandma's the coolest of the cool. My dad has to flip the station sometimes, and sometimes he flips back, and I'm still doing scenes. So he has to flip the station again, but he definitely watches the show. Everyone's very supportive, and they understand the difference between work and my real life. They know who I am. I've grown up there. They've known me my entire life. Every time I come home, I still sing solos for my daddy before he goes up to preach. So everyone knows Shanola and then the difference between Veronica.
All right. Shanola, no one else in this room watches Shameless. They say it's too shameful for them. I love it. I watch it religiously. And one of the best lines you did was, when you said you were going to get a, you said I've gotten so many abortions that they told me that the next one would be free.
Wow!
They gave you a get an abortion free coupon.
Wow!
Because the storyline was Veronica V was trying to have a baby, couldn't have a baby with her white husband who lives on where in Chicago. Do all these poor white people live?
Right.
What part of Chicago? We've been trying to figure that out.
Listen, it's supposed to be the South Side area. However, we do film in that on that street. I haven't seen that many Caucasians, but
this is. I even asked Sybil, who doesn't watch this show. I said, "Well, where do poor white people like this stay?" But here's the storyline. Here's how shameful it is. So, Shanola wants to get pregnant by her white husband, but she can't. And so she comes up with the idea to get her mama, Vanessa Bell Calloway,
yes,
to have the baby for her, but not the normal way where you have somebody's, you know, she actually had her husband inseminate. Yeah. Not the natural insemination way.
He had
the
old fashioned way.
The old fashioned way.
and
he had to try.
And you
and
wonder
try
why
and try.
I think it's so shameless.
So Vanessa Bell Calloway gets pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, Shanola gets pregnant with twins.
Veronica, see, you're going to confuse everybody.
Okay.
I cannot sleep with my mama, and my husband did not sleep with my mama. Shanola, this did not happen. This is Veronica.
It's so shameful. It's so shameful.
I'm glad you can separate it in your head, because
okay,
you can.
I can.
Shanola,
you are Veronica.
In another TV show, Shanola, and know that
I will
Tom
never,
will ever be able to differentiate
will never
between
you now.
Your character and somebody else.
I can't. Is it in your contract to take your top off in every episode?
Every episode. I
love it.
Well,
Thank you.
I said, listen, it's the only way I will do the show. If I can be topless in every episode.
Now, did
it
you
was
say
mandatory.
That, or did your character say that?
Now, who said that, Shanola or Veronica?
Who would ask for that? No. Something you ask for? No. Luckily, one season I was actually pregnant, so I got to keep my clothes on the entire season. It was great.
Shanola, this time last year you had a little baby girl.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And so
Thank you. How old
will she have to be before she ever gets to watch Shameless?
47, and I'm in my crib.
You trained, it says here, at the Dock Street Theater in Charleston. There's a lot of arts here in Charleston.
It is. Isn't it beautiful there in the still the cobblestone streets and everything? Yeah, I was at the Dock Street Theater. I was actually the first African-American person to star in a show. I was Charlotte in Charlotte's Web, and that was a really big deal, especially for my town, for the Charlotte to actually be a black woman. And so that was really great. I got a lot of my training done at the Wings program there. I love Dock Street. My mother, we would drive, because I'm from Somerville, which is about 30 minutes away from Charleston. And my mother would drive me twice a week to the Dock Street Theater for training. So that's my stomping ground.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. And you're only one of two black characters in Shameless. The other character is Frank Gallagher's little baby. That's right. You heard. It's shameful. It's the best show on Showtime. I love it.
He loves it.